This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Passengers used an emergency slide to evacuate a smoking jet at Denver International Airport over the weekend. The FAA says the American Airlines plane reported a possible landing gear incident during its departure from Miami on Saturday. Video showed passengers, including some with small children, sliding down the chute. One passenger was taken to a medical facility. Firefighters extinguished a fire on that aircraft. The FAA says it does plan to investigate. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is part of a bipartisan group pushing a bill to bolster airport security. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
One of the added costs when you buy a plane ticket is the passenger security fee. Bennett, along with Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, want to make sure the money collected is actually going to modernize airports and keep Americans safe as originally intended. In the last 10 years, $13 billion collected from the fee has been diverted for non-security issues. The bill directs $500 million specifically to checked bag and detection systems and would earmark another $250 million a year for airport checkpoint technology improvements. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Adams State University is a major economic driver in the San Luis Valley. That's according to a new report. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The economic impact report shows the university in Alamosa contributes more than $107 million to the local economy. The Independent Economic Consultants report says data show the university creates jobs, supports local business, and educates the local population. Students and visitors spent an additional $13 million on campus events and programming. More than 70% of educators in regional school districts received degrees from Adams State.
That was education reporter Jenny Brundine reporting. This is CPR News and KRCC.